And we now have with us Dr. Jeffrey Smith, Associate Professor of Cultural Geography at Kansas State University. And boy, we have all kinds of things to talk about. Never seems to be enough time. I know that we will be examining today the Middle East, specifically Israel, Palestine. I know a tremendous amount of interest with some of the things that have been going on that way with Jerusalem and President Trump and his stance on that with the declaration of Jerusalem as Israel's capital and some of the thoughts that way. And I guess, Jeff, help us better understand a bit about the background when we're hearing all of this about Jerusalem as the capital. I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, Kathy, thanks again for having me on. It's always a pleasure. And, you know, there's three things you should never talk with strangers about, and that is money, politics, and religion. And so this topic is going to hit two of those, politics and religion. So I will try to keep it very civil. To answer your question, I think what's really helpful is to start with a trying to understand when the tensions or how the tensions really started in the region. And the first thing, you have to go back when the Jewish population were escaping persecution in Egypt. They ended up in lands that we now call Israel and Palestine. And the Bible promised the Jewish people a homeland. And Genesis 15, verse 18 says that on that day the Lord made a covenant with Abraham and said, "To your descendants I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river of the Euphrates." And verse 13 of Genesis 28 says similar things. So one of the ways in which to understand where this tension started is that the Jewish people always have been promised a Zion, a homeland, and Jerusalem and the Holy Lands is that place. The other thing, though, is that the Holy Lands, and specifically Jerusalem, have been fought over for centuries. Some of the earliest civilizations had their foundation in the Jordan River area. In geography, we call those the cradles of civilization or the primary cultural hearts, the places where civilization started, where urbanization really started. The first Persian Empire occupied the Holy Lands from 550 BC to 330 AD. The Roman Empire from 27 BC to 350 AD took command of the Holy Lands, and Christianity then became the official religion of the Roman Empire in 313 AD. And then you've got the Byzantine Empire, 350 AD, after the fall of the Roman Empire, all the way to 1450 AD. The Byzantine Empire gained control of the Holy Land region. And then you've got the rise of Prophet Muhammad in 622 AD, and eventually the spread of Islam to the Holy Lands. By 1200 AD, the early Christians, led by various European monarchs and the different popes, engaged in a series of campaigns, crusades, eight major and at least three minor ones, to recapture Jerusalem and the Holy Lands from the Arab population. And so there's a long history of tension and hatred within the region. Jerusalem was originally settled in the 4th century BC, making it one of the oldest cities in the world, in line with Eridu and Thebes and Babylon. And the city of Jerusalem has been captured or recaptured at least 44 times and totally destroyed twice. For people of the Jewish faith, King David recaptured Jerusalem, and this is a prime example of the lineage of the Jewish population within the region. And so what it all boils down to is the Middle East and the Holy Lands in particular is a great example of what geographers refer to as the melding zone, or a melding zone, a region where two or more cultural groups blend together and mix, and sometimes that leads to discord or clashing. And so there's been generations of distrust and hatred.
And I guess, you know, as we hear all of this, too, and, you know, what makes it so crucial, you've really given us some excellent background. I've actually been to Israel many, many years ago in the 70s, and I remember at that time you could sense the tension even then, but I think it's always been there.
Well, I just heard, just recently I read that Jerusalem is like living in a jail. You are constantly reminded of how your activity space is limited. And it kind of gets back to what you just said. It's an amazing place, but it's also a very challenging place to live.
Well, let's get back to what's going on today. And really, you've set the stage perfectly. But what's the source of conflict between Israel and the rest of the Middle East today that we're looking at?
Well, to understand our current situation, we have to go back a little bit, and that's World War I. And prior to World War I, the Holy Lands was a part of the Ottoman Empire, Turkey today. Because the Ottoman Empire was on the losing side of World War I, they had joined Austria and Hungary and the Central Powers. Since they were on the losing side, they had to pay some type of make a payment for losing the war. And that payment was made to the British in the form of land being given to the British. In 1920, the British assumed control of a good portion of what we call the Holy Lands, and they ended up calling it a place called Palestine. The Jewish and the Arab populations grew as time passed, and as that population grew, then tensions increased and people were pointing towards a civil war within that area the British called Palestine. As a way to try to resolve that, in 1947, there was the Partition Plan. And this called for the lands being divided among the two populations, the Jewish and the Arab populations, with independent Jewish and Arab states. The Jewish population was granted, or in this plan, was granted the majority of the land. The Arab population was granted the West Bank of the Jordan River, the Golan Heights in the north, and then the Gaza Strip in the south. And after this plan was introduced, well, the Jewish population agreed to the plan, but the Arab population did not. They rejected it. And when the British pulled out of the Holy Lands in 1948, the resident Jewish population proclaimed the new country of Israel. Once again, back to the promised homeland. And that new country of Israel then was no match for its neighboring countries. The neighboring countries started carving out territory and taking land from this new state called Israel. Some of our listeners might remember 1948, 1949, Jordan invaded the West Bank and captured land. 1967, Egypt, Jordan, and Syria coordinated their efforts and captured a lot of land from Israel. And in response, later that year in 1967, Israel engaged in the Six Days War, where they recaptured a lot of the territory that they had lost to their neighbors. And then one of the ones that I'm old enough to remember, and that was Egypt and Syria attacking Israel. And the United States backed Israel, the Soviet Union backed Egypt and Syria, and that led to the energy crisis of the 1970s. And one of the things still stands out in my mind is having to drive 55 miles an hour down the interstates because we were trying to conserve the amount of oil, gasoline we were using. In all these cases, though, Israel learned that the best way to defend itself was a good offense. Keep your opponents on the defense instead of let them attack you. And so that kind of leads us then to our...
Well, and it does. And I think we have to squeeze in another quick break. Okay. Am I correct on that, Sam, in the other room? Appreciate Sam Henney running the board over there. We'll take one more quick break and come back and try to finish things up. Again, Jeff Smith with us today from Kansas State University.
Ask how ESB Financial's Kasasa Protect offers you ID theft protection and so much more. ESB Financial, a better way to bank.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee.